Parshas Mois, the Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu and he told him that he wants him to, he heard the Nakas Me Yisrael and he sent him down to be Matzal Kol Yisrael and so on. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, V'ayim Moshe Lekim, Hine Anoichi Boel Bnei Yisrael V'amati Lehem Lekeh V'Seichem Shlachani Aleichem V'omuli Mash Moi Moim Aleichem. I'm going to go and tell them that so it's shver to understand. First of all, it's hard to imagine that they didn't know. I mean, Avram Yitzchak of Yaakov, even though it says later Ve'ero lo nedati lehem, but the Etzem Shem Avaya, they knew. I mean, the old Roshanim asked it over there. So they knew that the name of HaKadosh Baruch was Yud-Kivav-Kei. And what was the Chiddush that would ask Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu certainly is not new. So what was he lacking? Secondly, that's not even a Kosh Baruch Hu. It says, Vayema lekim al Moshe, Eke Asher Eke, Vayema koisem al Yisrael, Eke Shlachani Lechem. So Kosh Baruch Hu told him that my name is Eke Asher Eke, and even though it says that in Halacha, the Shem Eke is the Shem Kodesh, Aleph Hei. Yud Hey is a Shem Shein Nimchak, the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what he told him was a kilu one name of Erke Asher Erke, and mitzad the Inyonim Sheboy, it's darshan as one name. It's the all letters together as one name. Except later on, he told him Erke Shulchan Aleichem. But it's a modern name. It's a strange name. It's a modern name. Don't find it in any other place. I mean, what kind of shame is it? Why didn't say Yud Kei Vav Kei? I mean, that's the Ikar shame. If he was looking for the Ikar name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't it Yud Kei Vav Kei? Isn't that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem? So why didn't he tell him that? What did he tell him? Ek? What kind of name is it? So the Maral says that he answers on the Etzem Shaila. He answers that it's normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnayeg with certain midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachum, mischanun, and so on. But the geula was something very big. The geula was something that it couldn't possibly be coming from a particular angle. It had to be a sweeping name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he said, it's not enough to tell me a specific name. I need a sweeping name, a kolistic name. So the shaila is, so why not Yud Kei Vav Kei? Besides which, there's a problem. Mamash on that Nekudat Amaral says, the Chazal say Faket. Chazal have a shaila here. What kind of name is it? Erke Asher Erke. Vayim Elokim al Moshe. Omer Baba Mamal. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Moshe. Shmi ata mevakesh leida. You want to know my name? Lefi ma'as ani nikra. Adrabe, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a name always kefiyas ma'isim. I'm called kishani donas abrias ani nikra lekim. I am Nikra Lefi Maasai. That's what he told him. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't have a name that Be'etzem is a Shmoy Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, but I'm always adapt myself to the Fi Maasai Adam. Whatever they are, that's how, whatever I'm doing, that's what I call. So Adrabas, it's the Faket of Maral. Maral says that the Gula had to come from a sweeping name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that's Makif and Koilal all Dan Hoga. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying there is no such thing basically. I mean, that's what it comes out. He's saying Lefi Maisa Nikro. And even the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which normally is assumed to be sweeping and Kolyistik, over here it says it's Midas Rachmin. It says Kshani Merachim Aloy Lomi Ani Nikro Hashem Shein Hashem Al Midas Rachmin. So Adrab, it's Keilu, it's Mamash Fakert, the Maral says. It's a Dove Pellet, needs a Yishuv. Rabbi Yitzchok says, Omol HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Emor Lem Anisha Yisi, V'Aniu Achshav, V'Aniu Osed Lovoi. L'Chein Ksiv Erke Sholosh Shlosh Apomim, Erke Asher Erke, Erke Shlochan Aleichem. So L'Maisa, he says that the Shem of Erke is I was, I am, and I will be. I mean, L'Chur, that's what Yud Kei Vav Kei is. Hoya Hoyi V'Yir, to our understanding, that's the Kavana we have in Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Where does one stop? Where does one start? Where does a mean Yudke Vavke? What does it mean Eke? That's the Nekudas here. Good. So to understand it, it's Hedava Omek, but it's very important. It's Pasha. It's a whole passion in Torah. And it was the first Nekuda that Moshe Rabbeinu got stuck on in explaining. So let's start. I mean, the Etzem Nekuda de Ishbitzer says it. And he says it. I mean, one Nekuda I was saying the Maral says, and the next one the Ishbitzer says, and let's try to understand it. The Maral says the difference between Yudke Vavke and Erke is that, the difference is in the first letter. Yudke Vavke is a letter. It's a letter of Hester, and when I say who Yaaseh, what the Yud used in grammar is always third party about an unknown. I'm not addressing anyone, but it's a description of a third party. He will do this. He will do that. So Yud Kei Vav Kei is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sort of minutic from the world. He is what he is. The Aleph can only be used in Hebrew when addressing someone else. When I say Eseh Davazeh or Eilech Leizemokrim or anything with that grammatical form is only when you're speaking to someone. So the Maral explains, the most clear way explains it in the Joshua Rabbi Sagadol, that the difference is the Shem Ekeh is, it's the same Metzius as Yudke Vavke. But Yudke Vavke is when he's menutik from the Bria and he's not mishtayach to the Bria. And Erke is when he shtolzach zu to the Bria. That's the name. So b'meila, even though it's not a specific maisa, it's sort of an answer to the Shaila we asked at Maral, even though we're not dealing with a specific anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to shtolzach zu to the Bria, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be shayach, to lower himself to the Bria. That is the Shem Eke. It's two versions in the name Yudke Vavke. The Etzem Shem Avaya is a Shem that's completely it's completely menutik from the Bria. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is b'mloy chvoidai without shayachas to the Bria. Hoya hoyviyeh in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above the Bria, he's above Zman, and the name Erke is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtelzach zu to the Bria, not even any particular Hanhoga, but with a Hanhoga to each, the Etzem fact that he's willing to shtelzach zu, that's the name Erke. That's the so Lechur, according to that, the name Erke is a lower name. It's sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowering himself, and the reason why it had to be mentioned that way in the Bria, it had to be mentioned. The Golos is Klal Yisrael wasn't holding with such a Madrega yet. They were still Mitzrayim. The name Yudke Vavke would be Nizgala B'matan Torah. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala lower form, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metapel, which Shfolim and Choytem and so on and so forth, and Ashtolzach Tzu. That's that I'm saying. So according to that, Yudke Vavke is a chesh, a higher name, let's call it, and Erke is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself, and it's the beginning of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalzach zu as Rachum, Chana, and so on and so forth. There's a knach, I mean, it says the Megalamuk, as Reb Nosson Otto Shapiro, one of the G'doy Lo'ilam Kabbalim, he says, Zeshmi v'zazichri, Zeshmi is, I mean, it's not him, that's him in the Kudus earlier. Zeshmi, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eke. And Zeshmi, says, is the 12th Zeufim of Eke. It's Zeh, 12, whatever it is, Shmi is going on the name Eke. And Zeh Zichri is, the Zecher is Yudke Vavke. In other words, the higher Shmi, the Etzem Shoev HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eke. And the Gilui to the Bria, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Niskar, is Yudke Vavke. We can't say Eke, that's why we don't daven using that name. But he's Niskar using Yudke Vavke. So Faket, it seems that Eke is a higher name. And in a lot of places, it's Mashma Kilu, the reason why we have so little Shaykhs with the name, and the reason why it's mentioned so rare and Kemat Never, is because Miroiv Malose Vechashivusoi, and in some way it's above that. let's try to, again, we'll try to understand what's Nagia to us, not what's Nagia to Yoinim. That's not our area. So the Ishbitzah says a knetch, and he said a murdik deep havon in koichas and nefesh of a person. In when you have a matziv, he says like this, Bechlal, what was the need to be megala the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that name? So there's a catch 22 situation in a person's kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bisman chet, bisman golos, bisman hester. On the one hand, for a person to be shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take somebody who's a choyte, who's like, you take something like that and you tell him, do tshuva. So unless you can convince him that there's a nekuda that is not affected by his chet, there's no way to get him to do tshuva. If you can't hold out any hope for him, if you can't say, hezachtzu, you're a poigim in this and this and this and this and this, but there's one nekuda that you're not shaykh to be poigim, So then it's the person himself is not going to do tshuva. I mean, he can basically, what he can do is he can destroy it and start over again. A person has a beged that came out not good. A person made a beged that came out good. So a person made a kli. A person made a kli that has a crack in it. So I say, after it in the kivshon, put it back and you got a new one. The only way I can stop it is if I can say, look, it has potential, it has this, this, and this, except fix this. If I feel it's flawed bad, so I won't do it. So every mitzias of a tikkun, every mitzias of change, of tshuva, requires that there be a nekuda there that is not only salvageable, but hasn't been affected. Take a look, it's be'etzim is a dover toiv, but it has chesroinus. That is on the one hand. On the other hand, if a person has a clear awareness of such a mitzias, then faket, there's a feeling to flaunt it. If you tell a person, call yourself Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba, no matter what you do. So the person will make a cheshm, listen, this is guaranteed, and so I might as well chapera in both worlds. Olam Hazal chapera as much as they can. I'll have a little smaller Olam Haba, but v'chol zeh call yourself Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba. So to live with a mitzias with that nekuda, a person is aware of and shayach to, and is begolui, it's fakert. It's something that will not allow a person to do tshuva. That's on one level of koyach nefesh. So on one level, Moshe Rabbeinu's problem was there in memte shara tuma. How am I supposed to be megala to them a shame over here? What kind of mitzias is there? What kind of mitzias is there that he's there in the memte shara tuma? And on the other hand, if I'm a gala that even the sheikhim betoich tumasom, so don't stay betoich tumasom. I mean, it's a paradoxical situation and doesn't allow for any real makom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on a little bit of a final level, the same deher, but Ishbet says it even on a more edla even still. He says in the name Havaya, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bemis and Chazal say it in Medrash Sheikhatoiv. When they explain what's Eka Sheka. So Chazal over there say that I created the world Bituv, and I'm not the world Bituv, and I'm also to beguile the world Bituv. So the name Eka stretches back to the name of the Bria Soila. So the Ishbitz explains, I mean, it doesn't explain the Chazal, but it's the same Nekuda. There's a paradoxical situation mitzad a person's etzem mitzius the same way. When a person is not yet, so he's kulei batel takadosh baruch hu betzem, the person before a person is a nivra, before a person he came into the world, so the person has no mitzius and he's batel totally takadosh baruch hu, and you can't say that he's kosher and dover takadosh baruch hu. In as much as a person is a niver ready, in as much as, and this is the oimik of his kneich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself with the Shem Havaya, that there's a bria in the world, there's Havaya in the world, there's existence, and things exist. In as much as a person exists, mitzaratzmoy, he's minutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's either or. In as much as a person feels his own existence, in as much as he feels his own mitzias, so that's mufka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, if you're telling me that this world is to earn by yourself, that you shouldn't need Nahamir Kisufa, a person's put into this world to work hard against the Yitzhahara on his own koiches and accomplish. So whatever you accomplish, you're telling them that's you. So Be'etzim, that's Minut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So somewhere in that Mitzias, there's Ke'ilu, where is there a Mokim for me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together? In that paradox, it's missing. So he says like this, there's an Hoga that's called Erke Asher Erke. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Ramban, has a different girsa in Unkelus than we have, and he says and by us Unkelus teaches Erke Asher Erke exactly the way it says in Hebrew. That's how he teaches it in Aramis. The Targum, the way the Ramban brings it, is I will be with the one with whom I will be with. Ani eya imman de eya. I will be with the one imman de eya. Ano imman de eya. I think that's lashon. I will be the one together with the one that I will be with. What does that mean? What's he changing here? What's he gaining over here? So the teretz is when a person the niflos of that shem eka is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Imi Anoichi V'Sheichem V'Toich Tumasam for the person that will pull himself out of the tumah. For the person who, it's true, there is such a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's such a nekud in the person, that's Tom and Omek in the person, and it has no way out. But the person himself is by definition oblivious to that nekuda, and the person cannot see that nekuda, because if he would see it, he'd never do tshuva. It's not shayach to the person. So the person that says echte ve'oshuv, there's no such nekuda there. It's not there. When the person stretches out a hand, and the person starts to struggle up. So there's a giluyiv. Erke Asher Erke means that if it's going to happen in the future, it's there already as a line of credit. And it has to be that way. And it's a doven, it's mitzad, it's ployis, mitzad, the pella of such a giluy, it's by far more peladic than the shem Erke, than the shem Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is a total giluy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala, it's a total giluy. Erke is a paradoxical giluy. That kolzman it's a toivus ha'adam, that it not be there, it's not there. And for the person who's a choyter, without charata, then he's menutik, then he's karis, he karis, the karis hanef shahi, and so on. When the person takes a step, and it's golui, takarish baruch hu, that the direction he's moving is asha erke, then there's an erke now. And that's what the unkelus says. The unkelus says we're talking about a shaychus to a person. We're talking about a shaychus to someone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is I will be with the one that I will be with. When it's goal of Yadua, Lefnei Yodea Talumis, that the person is headed towards meeting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person has him already in that matziv as an erke. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal, and in that sense, it's a much deeper gilui. Then it's a much deeper gilui than the gilui of Havaya. It's not the all-encompassing gilui, but mitzad that paradox, so that a person on the one hand, and it has the mila, so to speak, when a person is a tzadik gomor, when a person is an accomplished person, tzadik gomor, so in as much as he's a tzadik, and as much as he's accomplished, so the person has himself. I mean, Avad, everything is Zokra, but in that Nekuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to say, no yitzetena yochel piryoi, it's piryoi, it's his pri, it's mine. So in the Shem Havayit there's a mokum for nituk, and that's why the Nochash, the mokum chet was when the Nochash said, v'isem kelikim, you'll be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be like him. We also say, the Pasuk says, b'tzelem alikim. So that means that you're dugmas. So in the word dugmas, there ligs the ability to be another, apart. So in as much as there's a noitzetena yichol piryoi, so it's piryoi. It's la'acha abrocha. It's his. It's la'shem or some lawyers before the bracha. And if he eats it without a bracha, it's gzela. After the bracha, it becomes his. So either it's a kashbracha his. In that matziv where the person is still a nobody, when the person is still a chayte, and the person grabbed on, and the person made the first step, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megal himself as Erker, so that's the only mitzias where a person does not have the feeling of let's call it smugness of self, because he knows he's no one, and yet he feels the curve of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there. So in a sense that Gilui, in Yudkei Vavkei, the Ishbitzer says there's a mokum for Pgam. There's a mokum that a person should be kelikim. In the Erke, in the Nekuda of being, in the mokum where a person is moving towards something, that's where Fakert, there is no mokum ikuv and there is no mokum hafro. The golus of Mitzrayim, in the Geula itself, we looked at the Gemara, and the Gemara says there's two Geulas there. There's Geula the Laila and Geula the Yoim. Geula the Yoim is they left Mitzrayim, Fatik. That's Geula l'chala acholam. The Geula of the Laila is a modern Geula. The Mitzrayim told them, forget about it, we give up, but they're still in Mitzrayim. So it had up said, didn't Golos without the... What was the need to spend a night in over there? Manasham. If the tachlis of Golos is if the tachlis of the Gula is to go, so go, move. I mean, what's the inyan to spend another night in Mitzrayim as a border, sort of? What's the glick? Go, fatik. Or vice versa, or make the neister at the morning and gendi. The teretz is that matziv of nizdazeh alotzeis. There's aloche legabi tuma. Nizdazeh alotzeis for lo yotza is like kiman yotza. Once something has moved from its original position, it hasn't come yet into its position, in its final position, there's a yichud in that matziv because it has already the tam of the la'asid and has the tam of la'ova. The minute they walked out of Mitzrayim, Rav Hutna says a dover. Rav Hutna has a beautiful nekuda. I don't remember what he used it for, but he says, in Mitzrayim, the Kalal Yisrael never ever had it good. Until they were Mitzrayim, they were Meshubet to Mitzrayim and Shakur and the Memtash Aratum Mitzrayim and the Goy Bekarav Goy. They were completely in Mitzrayim. When they started moving out, Rav Samech says that the Erev Rav had a chalois tziruv to Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael left. It says Erev Rav Ola Imoy. It's only when they left, when they started moving. So they were never parted from the Erev Rav, because as soon as they started going, as soon as they blew the whistle and started marching, the Erev Rav was shutfim. The only time, the only metzias that Klal Yisrael was with HaKadosh Baruch together, And there was no zar with them. It was a yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, was that night. That night had in itself, in the name of Avaya, there was already a pgam of Erev Rav. And that was pogrom in Klal Yisrael. In the Shibud Mitzrayim, there was more than a pgam. There was Mem Tashara Tumah, and there was Shakua, and totally. In that period of night, of where they were, the Zer Lotzeis from Mitzrayim, and they still doubt, the gili of Eker to Klal Yisrael was that night. There was a gili of Eker to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he's taking them. He has not taken them, but he's taking that. That was the yichud of that night. Zigmar Brach is also related. The Madna Gemara. It's a psaze. You can't. It's hard to get heads or tails out of it. It says Rabbi Loa told Ula, you know, when you go down to Bavli, he says, you'll meet my brother at Bruna, and you'll tell him, b'maymet kol ha'chabura, you'll be doresh b'shloimah in my name. Why? Because he's an Adam Gadol and Sameach b'mitzvahs. Also, it's a modern tzir, if he's Adam Gadol and Sameach b'mitzvahs. His godless is there some mitzvahs? He's an Adam Gadol and he really enjoys learning and davening, you should know. It's hard even to translate it well. So he's Adam Gadol Sameach b'mitzvahs. And how do I know that he's Sameach b'mitzvahs? That there was once that he was Sameach Gula Tefillah, and I think the Lashon is, he didn't lose the smile off his face the whole day. So, also, fine, and so Taisus says the Kashuk. I mean, everybody does it. Everybody says, I'm a good little fill. It's Alocha. It's Mikra Adin. So Taisus says that it was done, he damned Vasikin, and he was so I'm a good little fill. Which is also, say, the Vasikin, there were a lot of Vasikin. The Vasikin is the name of, it's a kibbutz of people that I'm darkening. So dark Vasikin is a beginning. Once you're done Vasikin, you're Samech Gulat Tefillah. There's no Bazunda Maila in being Samech Gulat Tefillah Vasikin. It's a chdin and everything. So Taisus adds something, and it's hard to tell from Taisus. Taisus is because when you daven Vasikin, it comes out that Krishma is Belaila and Tefillah is Beyoim. Taisus, it's hard to tell from Taisus, does he mean something there special, not mean something there special? But Al Kapanim, so Taisus, but it also, it still has gone, it's still not holding by Pshat. I mean, you're still missing a Chalek of the Pshat. So everybody, Vasikin, a lot more people than Avuna, I mean, Mistam had a minion. So there was another 9 people that down. And Elowat, the Simcha, that he was happy or that he smiled all day, so then, it's so then what he's asking, it's halacha. I mean, the chiddush was they smiled at it. So not very hard to understand. The metzias of being semer gula tefillah, the says tazay, the chibur of gula tefillah is, hagam it's backwards, the way we do it is backwards, but for the other reason, because of Krishna and so on. Tefillah is the makim where a person is being mispal mimamakim. The mokum where a person is in need, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behesta is the mokum tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person is a chaser, and he's being mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nekud of geula is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped a person, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyal a person. That's the nekud. When the smichas geula tefillah is to get the time of the geula in the tefillah and the time of the tefillah in the geula. To prevent that nituk, where on the one hand the person is a chaser and a choyte, and on the other hand the person is once a person is nismale, like anytime you help a person. So there's like two situations. When the person is in need, so he's a nobody and he's a shuffle and he's a nebach and he's a rachmanis and so on and so forth. As soon as the person has, so all of a sudden he becomes a hori. Yeah, I owe you a karas atayif. I mean, it's a teva adam. An edler person more edler, a grubber person more grub. But the teva is, there never seems to be, when a person has a matzah with a friend. So if his friend is down and in need and this and that, so there's something lacking in him. He's a neb and he's not. The minute he's comfortable, he's gotten, he's comfortable. So mitamol, he's also a mensch. I mean, you know, it's a very hard matzah to get that nekuda in between the two. The smichas gula tefillah is that side of having the time of when the person is, it's both ways. Say when the person got it ready, the person should feel the need. That's that everybody should feel his matzav as he was a shuffle and he needed it. That everybody understands. But the deeper kenetch is that when the person is standing betefillah, the person should be oimid on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moishid yad already. The harder one is Midas Bitochen. It says the Leshem says a Dovah Niflat Moi. That's a Chiddush Neira. He says by Yaakov Avinu that the Pagam in Yaakov Avinu was Nisyori because of the Chait that he was Nisyori that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he might be Mekalkel because of the Chait. So the Leshem says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there was a pagam because the midas habitachon is mechayev that when a person is sincerely being mevakish and so on, he has a feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him also. That's part of it. being overly meitzer when without feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poishet yad for shavim is a lack of emunas bitachon. So the smichas gula tefillah, besides giving the tam of the chisaron gula, it's to inject the tam of gula in the tefillah. The person is umid and mischanin mevakish because he recognizes his own shiflis, and meidach kisa, the person has already the tam of the yeshu in his mouth. That has in itself a yichud that no other matzav has, and that's the pshat so chucham ipume, because the it's interesting when a person smiles sometimes. When a person is happy with something, fine. A person is happy. He's besimcha. One of the times that a person lights up with a smile is when you meet someone you know in a strange situation. The reaction is a smile. You know, it's a ha'ara of someone there that a non-techave that you're with. You stop smiling at some point, or else, you don't sit around and smile with him all day. But when a person comes by and you recognize an old chava, you break out into a smile. The moment of perception that mitoich another mitzias, there's a familiar person is one of the tivim of chucha. The deher of Reb Bruna was that he, the herring, the goyel, b'shas tefillah, is the chucha a whole day, and that's the beginning of it. That's what Reb Bruna said. Reb Bruna, that's what he told. That's what Ula told him. My brother is someone that is adam gadlan sameach b'mitzvus, because when a person is begadlus faket, in as much as adam gadol, it's less. The simcha is always, the chiyuch is always with the flicker of recognition, with the flicker of turning on. And when a person is accomplished, so in as much a person accomplished, there is a lack of that chiyuch, that chedva. The fact that my brother's Adam Gadol, that he deheres the two together, that's his godless. So we spoke last week. We spoke a little bit about an avoda of a person mitoich a matziv. Of where he has little. But a person has to understand, and again, this works step, always. Every person has what he's accomplished, what he's done, what he's accomplished. And people are usually satisfied with that, and they're happy with that. But in a certain sense, that's sterile. A person, it's already there. In as much as a person knows how to learn, in as much as a person's hasmada, that he's already acquired a natural sort of hergelus and that, it's there, it's in place. Again, the mitzvahs, the level of anhaga, whatever a person has, it's there, is there. And that is a wonderful, and that's his kinyan, and it's good. In a certain way, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klape HaYachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain sterility, it's not there. When a person is not there yet, when a person is struggling, so everybody sees just, you see the bad part, you know, this side is not going, that side is not going, the davening is not going, the kedusha is not going, the unhug with people. So a person sees it as ra, and he struggles against it because it's bad, and they're slapping him down, so on and so forth. But that a person should deher and that avoid it, that the gili of erke asha erke, the fact that a person can have a tam of efaket, like the Ishwitz is deeper kneich, the most vivid shaykhis a person has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most vivid shaykhis is dafk in those moments. It's when a person has turned his back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like when a person is in a deep pit. So when he's there, down deep, and no one heard him, and no one knows he's there, that's terrible. He's neglected. He's gone. He's lost. He's going to die. When someone's pulled him out and he's outside already, so fine. He's outside already, and he brushes off and he breathes deeply, and then he's a free man again. And that already recedes back, and the help the person gave. But when the person is holding his hand and schlepping him out, that's the only moment when he's holding his hand. He doesn't keep holding his hand when he's walking outside. The fatik. Of the moment of kirva to the person that schlepped me out, the moment when he held on tight to me and pulled, is that middle moment. So between, in every situation a person is, whether you're talking about grand in Yarim or day to day, there's a matzav where a person is buried and a person is neglected and a person doesn't have any ambition or hopes in that matzav. And so that's a matzav of golos, of cast away. There's no matzav. When a person is out already, so now he has to stand on his own 2 feet. He can't walk around holding someone's hand all the time. He's walking on his own 2 feet, and it's yashakayach, he owes the other person. But there is no more the care with the other person. But when he's holding on tight to the other person's hand, and the other person is schlepping, there's a moment of holding a hand that's a kesha, that doesn't exist in any other mitzias. The mitzias of, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ekasha eke. There's a gilui that I will be for those people that in every matzah that there is, wherever a person is, when the person is nazeh lotzeis, when the person will be there, when there's an asha eker, so there's an eker already before, then the pshat is there's a hand reaching out that I'm grabbing onto. So the gili of that shem, it's a gili that doesn't last. You don't find it anyplace else in Chumash. It's a gili that can't last. It's that rare flicker of beginning to happen. It's that rare flicker, and everybody looks back, and sometimes the person's disappointed. He says to himself, you know, the first time I did, the first time I did Shakti Vatari, the first 3, 4, 5 times, had a tremendous geschmack. Now it's a chore. I'm very happy I'm doing it, I'm very accomplished. But the first time I was able to say, I was able to write some down, there was a time grenade. It's not there. The first time that I forced myself to come to Davin, I had a special. So it's true, because you can't walk around holding hands all the time. But there's a next step. It's now instead of thinking of learning Tuna Plat, have the whole Masechta down. You're right. A person, the time of Eke is a special time. And it's a tam that's shomer v'gonos only for that mitzias. So it's not the pshat. Every person has major turning points in his life and major crises in his life. Hopefully a person can't lurch from major crisis to major crisis. But let a person understand that every step of aliyah carries in itself a where I'm now and where I want to be and a schlepping up. And the same time that you had in those moments when you felt the hand tugging against you and gripping tightly and pulling you up, that same another person, that same kesha and different person will feel the next step and the next step and the next step. Person's life is full of steps. It's not the time and that special yichud, that special time that anybody who's sitting by Gemara felt it sometime in his life, that special time of Ekash Eka, it's waiting and it's gone for every matzah like that. Every time a person takes a step forward and means to move a step forward, there's a hand waiting, and for those precious, that precious little tkufa that he's in transition and a flux, that way the hand is holding for him and waiting to be girdled. Shabbos.